Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They gotta win this damn game tonight. Cavs gotta win. Good God almighty. I need some positivity. I got no identity out of them. I need some positivity. We gotta get this thing going in the right direction here. Got to get the nose up on this thing. I hate the vibe that last hour, the whole, not
interestingly
not flags,
enough,
but
like
everything else.
You said the no identity thing. These games have all been, for the most part, blowouts. We haven't had any situational basketball in this series. So I wonder, not like Orlando, if somebody asked me, have they been playing your audio in Orlando Sports Talk Radio when you were guaranteeing a sweep? And I'm like, I don't know
if they have Sports Talk Radio in Orlando.
No offense. It's such a transient city, too. I don't know
how
hardcore their basketball sports talk is.
They're very into traffic.
Okay.
When we were down there for Disney last year, they are very into traffic.
Well, I wonder what they feel, too, with their series
radio.
Because their team has been totally different home and away also. So are they assuming they're going to go up to Cleveland and probably be up against it? I mean, Vegas is. Vegas thinks the Cavs are going to win tonight. By what, four and a half points?
So
you have played much better at home, and young teams do what on the road? They pee down their leg. I mean, we saw that the first two games.
Yeah.
We left them open. We funneled the ball into certain positions for them to shoot threes, and they could not hit. And we won those two games pretty comfortably. I know there were some moments where they closed the gap down to four, but you pushed it back to double digits. I mean, those two games, you were in command.
Joe Varden from The Athletic, he was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. He was asked whether or not this thing's on the brink for your wine and gold.
It is on the brink. This is all on the brink because say what you will about a long runway, like the amount of money that this team is going to cost. You can't go out in the first round twice as a four seed, to say nothing of the second half falters that they've had the last couple years, which has happened a bunch too. You just can't do that with this kind of money on the line. So if they want to stick together, they got to come out and play tomorrow night.
I got to get this thing going here tonight. They got to get it done. I got to listen. You win this series, then all I can do is sit there and think about, hey, let's calm down. Let's not make rash decisions here. Let's think. They lose this series, this place is going to be hellacious. We're going to be talking about firing everybody, trading everybody, blaming Donovan, ripping him, ripping Darius. I mean, they're already ripping Darius for crying out loud. Like, we're trying to get it to another level. And so if they can win this series, because I'm watching, you know, Porzingis goes down yesterday. I got injuries across other teams. And, hey, I know we're banged up too, but it's like, man, there's ways that we can kind of take that next step. And I want a competitive series. I don't care if Porzingis is good or not, or good enough to play or not because of the injury. I'm looking for anything to make a rash, calm decision, not to cover up for mistakes. I think we're past the point of covering up for mistakes. I think these last two losses, like yesterday, we had people calling in, Anthony, who like wanted them to lose. Because they wanted the Cavs to learn a lesson. I think we're learning a lesson right now. You can't run it back as is. There's going to be some changes. I just don't want to make changes out of bitterness. And that goes for Donovan, too. I don't want him to make a decision out of bitterness or anger or frustration. So that goes for everybody, not just Dan Gilbert, not just the fans. I'm talking Donovan, the whole thing. I want this thing to work out. If that means that Donovan has to be a number two with somebody, then fine. Or if that means that we do have to liquidate that asset and help ourselves out with you know who, which we will talk about momentarily, then I think we can do that. But I want to make a decision with a clear head. And beating Orlando helps me do that. Then it's not where I wash my hands of everything and everything's fine. I want to see them execute. I'm a Cavs fan. I want them to win, but I feel a lot better about this whole ordeal.
Yeah, and I have no idea how to feel about this team other than the fact that you feel like they should be better at home, but you also feel like guys are due. I mean, did not shoot the ball well in every single game, with the exception of Darius. He's the only one, and people have more complaints about Darius than anybody else.
Than anybody
that shows
else.
You how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
But Strus, Niang, like these guys have not hit in any of the four games. You feel like they are all collectively due. I think the number in the last game was they were like wide open threes. I don't know, what was it, 3 of 17 or something. They're just not connecting. They're not hitting when it's open or when guys are flying out at them. Whatever it is, it's just not happening. So part of it is I think Darius and Donovan Mitchell need to find a way to stress the defenses. They need to create. They need to play downhill. Because if you're going to play two small guards, what is the advantage of that if they're not playing downhill? If they are giving up the ball like it's a hot potato, they already are going to struggle around the rim finishing, especially Donovan, with no lift, no burst. So where is that advantage of playing the two small guards together? It has to be that they are decisive with the basketball, that they are beating at the point of attack the defenders, and they haven't done any of that, especially that last game in the second half.
What is Orlando doing to clog us? Or is this simply decision-making and being afraid to make those decisions?
Well, the one adjustment they made, they put Jalen Suggs on Donovan Mitchell, and he is harassing him off the ball, on the ball. And so the Cavs aren't really getting started in their sets until late in the shot clock. And then at that point, you know, you're seeing a lot of one-on-one and hoping. You don't remember?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
How well the ball moved for the Cavs earlier this year. When they were able to find the open shooters and keep that ball moving.
Earlier in the series.
Well, and at times, yeah. Or I'd even say the first half. The first half of game four.
Yeah, you're right. You're
they
right.
Put up 60 points. They were up 9, and they were moving the ball confidently. Also, Donovan Mitchell was getting to the foul line. Well, why is Donovan getting to the foul line? He had the Orlando Magic defenders playing a little bit on their heels. So he got Suggs up in the air on a pump fake, three free throws. He was able to drive and get down right around the basket, pump fake, get guys up in the air. In the second half, not playing with that confidence, not getting past guys off the dribble. And so a lot of those easy opportunities totally went out the window.
216-474-0092. LeBron's season came to an end last night. He was asked, is this his last game as an L.A. Laker?
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Is this his last game as a Laker?
Gut feeling, yeah. I thought so.
Then where's he going?
Wait, I have no idea. I have no idea because he has a player option that's worth about $60 million. You also have
16 or 60.
60. And you also have the added component of his son coming into the draft most likely. So
I think anybody would be willing to spend a second-round pick on his son.
Yeah, but like I just said.
Second-round pick.
For anybody poo-pooing that, I mean, the Cavs had Ty Jerome on the roster all year. So I don't think that's the end of the world, you know, especially considering what these teams do, how they play,
yeah,
the amount of guys they play in rotations, like whatever. If it gets you LeBron, who, if you're wondering how good LeBron still is, he had 30 points last night, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, 4 steals. It's one of the best players in the game.
He's still one of the best players in the game. Now, I've said before, and this was, granted, this was a couple of months ago. I had said before that I didn't necessarily need him back. I thought and it wasn't a personal thing. You know I'm a LeBron fan. It's just, we had our fun. I can't keep going back to that well. If I go back to the well, I'll welcome LeBron back. And the reason I'm going to welcome LeBron back isn't because I think that they're going to win a championship with LeBron, even though those are absurd numbers. And he's approaching, what, 41 years old, for crying out loud? At some point, that's going to fall off the face of the earth, and it'll probably fall off the face of the earth ugly. But you just said it. Because, hey, in the last hour, we got in a knockdown dragout about whether or not the Cavs should even have made the trade for Donovan Mitchell. I'm thinking, man, we're really doing some hemming and hawing and axe grinding over Donovan Mitchell, for crying out loud. At least when we did it back in the day, Donovan Mitchell's a fine player. He'll never be LeBron James. At least we did it for the player of the generation, perhaps the player of all time. So there's a difference in worth there. And also, you were so right when you mentioned the Kobe scenario. Kobe's last season. Describe the atmosphere in Kobe's last season with the LA Lakers, Anthony.
They didn't care if they went 0-82. They wanted to see Kobe one last time. They came to shoot arounds, or they came, you know, 3 hours before games, the minute they could get into the building to watch him warm up. They brought their signs like it was WWE, you know, Monday Night Raw. It was incredible. And they documented every last aspect of it, and you can imagine they'd be doing the same with LeBron this time around. People traveled all over the NBA to go see Kobe one last
now,
time.
Now, do you think if he were to come back, would it be for two seasons or one?
Well, tough to know. I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with his health too, right? Like if he sustains any kind of a significant injury, I mean, it would seem like that could be a wrap.
Yeah.
So it would be one of those cherish every last game. And, you know, he shows he can still help you win.
I'd like to see it for two more years if he were to do it. But it's also, like, I don't have any visions of grandeur that they would win a world championship. I mean, I think they could go to, an Eastern Conference Finals or something like that. Like, I don't think you're just going to go and slog around under 500 and that's going to be the end
Not
of LeBron's
the East.
Tenure. Not in the East. You're right about that. But I don't think that you're going to be a serious, serious competitor for an NBA Finals. Doesn't mean we can't have fun. And I've also said before, if he goes anywhere else, if he were to leave L.A., I think that for his legacy, and he cares very much about his legacy, I don't think he'd just end up in Phoenix, Anthony. Like, I don't think he could go to Oklahoma City and play with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and then he's going to be perfectly happy playing there. I think it's either L.A. or Cleveland. I don't even think Miami. I think he either stays in L.A. or I think he comes back here, and that's how I think he finishes off his career. And I'm fine with him finishing off his career here because at the end of all this, like, I'm over here making bargains saying, well, just beat Orlando and then we can make decisions that are rational. That might have something to do with Donovan Mitchell as well. And so if we can make decisions that are rational, maybe a rational decision, you got to make a lot of money work. I mean, you got to probably involve a third team and a lot of the things. And Donovan's got to go. I probably want to hold on to Evan Mobley every possible way I can.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I'm not giving up Evan Mobley just to have this swan song. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But I'd like to try to make it work then. 216-474-0092. Would you take LeBron back on this team now that he says he's not going to answer that question about his future with the LA Lakers? 840 West, Justin Termini about this, West. You guys about this next. 216-474-0092. You want a third go with LeBron. And, quote, it's SoFi on steroids on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.